Back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And one final note on Ukraine, and this has slightly ominous overtones. China just announced yesterday, this is their statement, says Taiwan is not Ukraine. It says, unlike Ukraine, where there's a dispute as to its history, and of course there is no dispute as to its history, I just gave you its history. Putin lied about its history. Quote, Taiwan has always been part of China, end quote. Now, what they are also doing now, they are playing good cop, bad cop. The other day, they said Russia should not invade Ukraine and Russia should not violate the boundaries of other states. Then yesterday, they say they support Russia and Ukraine, and it's the United States that is causing the alarm and the stress about it. They're doing this so that Russia will support China if it goes into Taiwan. That's what's going on. There's nothing that China or Russia say that is coherent or honest. It is always tactical. Truth means nothing to either one of those countries. I think it's time, and Biden has put the groundwork together. We have a North Atlantic Treaty Organization. We need a North Pacific Treaty Organization, NPTO instead of NATO. It would include Japan. It would include South Korea. We do not want to make commitments to defend anyone else. We already defended South Korea during the Korean War successfully, and Japan was the one that we fought in the Second World War, but they're our major ally over there. I would not include the Philippines or Vietnam and the rest of them, but I'd have them in as observers and satellites and get their buy-in and formalize this arrangement and ring China with it. Because if they go in militarily against Taiwan, Taiwan's a much smaller country. But this business of their China saying, well, they look like us because they're Han Chinese and they speak Mandarin Chinese, so we can take them over. And spread what? Spread communism, spread slavery, spread degradation, spread the elimination of a free press and personal freedoms. This is nothing more than an extension of the emperor mentality. China is 5,000 years old. Syria, one of the oldest, maybe the oldest country in the world, older than Egypt. They have had emperors the whole time. They've been brutal for a lot of it. The people looked on the emperor as God, and if they cast their eyes on him, they'd be killed. So if he summoned them to his presence, they had to kowtow, they called it. You've heard the term kowtow. They had to crawl on their bellies up the red carpet, keep looking at the carpet, and then tug on their forelock. This is basically what they're doing with Xi right now. All he is a secular emperor. We do not want that in a civilized world. Ultimately, and we've been very reluctant to say this, and I'm going to say it right now, we have to reverse this. We want Taiwan to take over China. And by that, I mean, not necessarily physically, but its ideals of democracy and capitalism, and get rid of the emperor mentality. We want Ukraine and Poland, and Ukraine used to be part of Poland, to take over Russia, not physically, but the idea of democracy and capitalism. In other words, we have the ideas. They have slavery, they have murder, and they have theft. That's all they have. Okay, well, there is a development in the Republican Party, which I want to get in before the end of the show. I told you about the split in the Republican Party in Wisconsin. Well, it's there nationally too. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, has just stabbed Moscow Mitch McConnell, gone rogue, and he's sniffing around for president. Here's what he did. Rick Scott, you know, the bald guy, you've seen him with the eyes that you don't trust. You wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. He's a guy who was the executive at a healthcare company that was indicted for Medicare fraud. When he was summoned before the grand jury, because he's the guy that ran it, he took the fifth. He said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. He had a lot of money, obviously, and so he runs for governor of Florida. And people said in the Democratic Party, are you nuts? He took the fifth. You can infer from that that he's a criminal. Florida liked that. That's consistent with Florida Republican values, to be a criminal. And so what he did was he got nominated and then he won. And now he's in the Senate. Moscow Mitch made a fatal mistake, made him the GOP campaign chair to go around, give him a profile. Now he's running for president. And he breaks with Moscow Mitch in this respect. When Moscow Mitch was asked, what is the Republican Party platform? He knew that anything they say is toxic. You know, anything they say screws a lot of people, cheats a lot of people, and steals money from a lot of people. So he always says, well, you'll find out when we're elected. And that's worked so far. Rick Scott foolishly, stupidly put out a platform of his own. And the reason I say foolishly is this, because one of the things he put in it is the thing that tripped up Mitt Romney in 2012, when Mitt Romney said that 47% of the people in this country pay no taxes and they're basically freeloaders. That included Social Security recipients, veterans, benefits, and a lot of things, that Medicare payments. He's denominating all that as welfare. People didn't like that. Rick Scott said it again. In his platform, here's what it says. I'll give you the quote. Quote, all Americans should pay some income tax to have skin in the game, even if a small amount. Currently, over half of Americans pay no income tax. And he said, you know, there's a tax, there should be a tax increase on half of the population. The people that he's talking about, they're actually about 106 million people. It's more like during the pandemic, it was 60%. Now it is about 50%, who basically are drawing on their 401ks, especially Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, where they don't have to pay taxes on them, but they saved all their life. Where they're getting a little bit of Social Security and not enough to pay taxes on. And they file a tax return, but they get credits and deductions, and they end up paying no taxes, just like about the top 20 corporations in this country who use deductions and pay no taxes. And so this clown is going Romney. Now, Moscow Mitch is a sly, weaselly sort that he is. However, Moscow Mitch is smarter than Rick Scott. And he knows that every time they say half the people in this country pay no taxes, and they should, and he's talking about people withdrawing from Roth IRAs who played by the rules, or people who take deductions so they're under the payment limit, they have large family and low income, and they should all what? Pay taxes? So what? The top 20 corporations don't pay them either, taking deductions and park their money overseas. This party is fundamentally crooked on money. And unless you understand that, you cannot give money to Republican office holders because it will disappear. And Foxconn, trains, Medicare, presto, they're like magicians. They saw somebody apart on the stage and they disappear. Great show, great call in. A lot of Ukraine, a lot more to talk about tomorrow. Stand by with some great programming coming up. I can't articulate it all in the short time we have left, but definitely listen. Rest of the day, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.